And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 8th of January, 2013. It's Elvis Presley's birthday today, Tupelo, Mississippi, 1935. He didn't intend to become a singing star. He was a truck driver for the Crown Electric Company in Memphis. He just wanted to make a record for his mother for her birthday. And so he scraped together $4 to go into the Sun recording studio and record My Happiness, and That's When Your Heartaches Begin. The recording engineer liked the voice. He turned over the recordings to the producer, Sam Phillips, who called Elvis back into the studio. Elvis sang a few more slow ballads. Sam Phillips was not too impressed. And then in between takes, Elvis and the other musicians started fooling around with an old blues tune called That's All Right, Mama. Sam Phillips asked them to come into the studio and record it. They did. And the next day, it was played on the radio in Memphis. Elvis was so embarrassed, he hid out in a local movie theater. But the record, That's All Right, Mama, sold 6,000 copies right off the bat. And it was the beginning of his career. He went on to record 149 songs that made the top 100 on the Billboard pop chart. It's the birthday of Emily Green Balch, the writer and pacifist, born in Jamaica Plain, New York, 1867. She was a painter, she was a poet, and along with her friend Jane Addams, she co-founded the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom, for which she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1946. It's the 71st birthday of physicist Stephen Hawking, born in Oxford, England, 1942. Went to Oxford, never attended lectures. He was bored with most of his classes. They seemed too easy. It was only after an oral exam that his professors realized how intelligent he was. He was studying for his PhD when he was diagnosed with ALS. His doctors expected him to live only 2 to 3 more years. He was depressed at first, but then his condition seemed to stabilize, and he got engaged to one of his classmates, and he set out to finish his PhD and discovered that he liked the coursework, focused his studies on black holes, and in 1988, Stephen Hawking decided to sum up all the research on physics and astronomy in a book for non-scientists called A Brief History of Time from the Big Bang to Black Holes. It came out in 1988, went on to sell almost 10 million copies. His latest book, The Grand Design, came out in 2010. Stephen Hawking, asked in a recent interview what he thinks about most in a day, said, "Women. They are a complete mystery." Here's a poem for today by Adam Posner, entitled Myth Dispelled. "The flu vaccine cannot give you the flu," I tell him. "It's dead virus. There's nothing alive about it. It can't make you sick. That's a myth. But if we bury it in the grassy knoll of your shoulder, an inch under the stratum corneum as sanctioned by your signature, in a white-coated ceremony presided over by my medical assistant, and then mark the grave with a temporary non-stick headstone. The trivalent spirit of that vaccine has a 70 to 90% chance of warding off the evil one, and that's the God's honest truth." Myth Dispelled, a poem by Adam Posner, M.D., used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping make professionals and businesses look their best in search results and online review sites. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.